You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody. How are you? I know you're doing good. Big win, crazy win, memorable win, never forget that one. Hey, this is Bill Williamson, this is Silverback Pride, and this is our post-game podcast. Your 31-26 Raider win. I have to do a post for Silver and Black Pride as soon as the game is over. And it's a final score post. At one point, right before I hit send, publish, that headline said, "Third final score, Chargers 32, Raiders 31. Because that was the final score for a second or a minute. Overturned, crazy play, so close, so close, so close. An incredible win. You're now 5-3 with an easy schedule. You're on pace for 10-6. You're winning these close games. So, you know what I like to do on game day. Just kind of break down the key moments. Don't go long. I'm not a long podcast guy. I don't need that for my ego. I don't need to spend all your time. I like giving you the goods and delivering it quickly. So, Isaiah Johnson is a guy who the Raiders drafted in the fourth round last year. They really liked him. Smart, big guy. Had some injury problems. Really hasn't done much. Hasn't developed. Had to play today because Trayvon Mullen left in the second quarter with a hamstring injury. We'll find more about that. But you know what? Hamstring injuries can be tricky, and if a guy can't return, we might see him out for a while. We'll see. I don't like speculating on injuries. But Johnson comes in and starts making plays. Hey, whoa, this guy's making plays. You hear the name a lot. And then the last two plays of the game, he does enough to prevent touchdowns. So I think we're going to see more of Damon Arnett's coming back. You know, I mean, if Johnson is a player, and he certainly was a player on that field Sunday, the Raiders may have something in the secondary. You know, I mean, that could be a really franchise-churning thing. And they certainly need it because the defense still has a lot of work to do. But Isaiah Johnson, maybe he's a AFC Defensive Rookie, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. I don't know what else went around the league. I really don't, as far as great defensive performances. But, I mean, it was pretty awesome what he did. Now, the Chargers. They proved that they can blow comebacks just as bad as they can blow leads. These guys are unbelievable. And you know what? I don't feel bad for them. And I know you don't. They contributed to that loss. They should have won that game. Time management in that last drive was pathetic. There was no urgency when there should have been urgency. They cost themselves some plays. And the plays that they went for, I mean, Parham? Third string, what is he, tight end? Third string tight end? Keenan Allen killed the Raiders today. Why didn't they go to him? Why this low percentage play that could be a stupid little no catch? Now, if the script was flipped and it was the Raiders and they ended that way, you guys would be so pissed right now. And that's okay. That's okay. I'm not saying it was a wrong call at all, but, you know. But the Chargers should have made better plays at the end. They contributed to their loss again. Justin Herbert's a very good quarterback, isn't he? But if they can't win, what the hell does it matter? Derek Carr looks like a Hall of Famer, and I don't know if I've ever said that sentence on that drive in the third quarter when the improvised 53-yard pass to Hunter Renfro, playground play. The run for the first down where he leapt, and then the nice dime to touchdown for Waller. That was a Hall of Fame drive. And then he kind of slowed down. He didn't have a great game, but he did enough. John Gruden said today he's excited about the future of Derek Carr. And I haven't really heard him say that much. So maybe this offseason we won't have to hear all the crap about Raiders and quarterback rumors. And that would be nice for all of us. The running backs did a great job again. The Raiders won back-to-back games on the road. Because it was fueled by their running game. They had 160 yards on the ground. They've had 368 yards on the ground the last two games. Coming back after that bad Tampa Bay effort. Devontae Booker made plays. You know, Josh Jacobs had 14 carries, 65 yards. Workman-like, but he got his average was up after over 4 yards, which is key. That's good effort. Alec Engel was hurt ribs. We'll see how he is. Derek Carr said after the game, "This is a fun group. We can win a lot of different ways." And I've been saying that, and I'm not taking credit for it, but he's right. The Raiders can win many different ways. They're so varied on offense. You know, they scored 31 points again. Got in the 30s, and they needed it. But yeah, I mean, Aguilar doesn't do a lot, but big touchdown. Contributes to the win. Huge. I want to see Ruggs get more involved. I really do. A really good win. And, you know, I mean, the kind of the elephant in the room, and we don't like being negative in wins because I know how hard it is to win in this league. But I got to tell you something. Defense, I mean, let's face it. Chargers could have easily finished that drive and won that game. Right? Easily. Raiders were fortunate. The defensive effort, they had two sacks on a team that gave up the most pressures in the NFL this year. That's not good enough. You know, this is a playoff team. So defense, there were some good defensive efforts. Nick had a great game. Kwiatkowski. Abram, you know, had the big hit. Blew a play, but he's going to be fine. Isaiah Johnson, we talked about him. Nesbitt had a couple plays. Max had a sack. Farrell looked better. But overall, the defense has to get better. But it's a win. A gutsy win. They did enough to win. It was crazy, but they got the W. And now they host the Broncos, and I think they should go to 6-3. I think they should go 6-3. The Broncos aren't very good. And it's a home game. Not that home road really matters in the NFL this year. But yeah, they played without Colton Miller. Brandon Parker's coming into his own. He played right tackle last week, and he played left tackle this week, and he's doing well. Raiders weren't great in pass pro today, but they were in run protection. But so they ran the ball more. That was smart. It was just a good win. Looks like Trent Brown's going to be out a month, back on the COVID list. Let's just hope he gets better. I know people are frustrated with him, but let's just hope he gets better and finishes the season, you know? But hey, overall, great win. They're 5-3. Things are looking good. And I think they should get to 10 wins. And they'll make the playoffs. So that's it. That's the show. Again, I don't have to sit here and filibuster, you know. I just thought this was an incredible game. And there's some huge keys to that game. And go enjoy it. Like I said, there's only 16 of these. So when you win them, you gotta enjoy it. So enjoy this night. You beat an AFC West opponent in a dagger way. How sweet is that? This is Bill Williamson. This is Sword Black Brian. You be good. You be safe. Have fun. Talk to you in midweek for a preview of the Bronco game.